You are listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly show with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. Today we are talking about mindset. What makes you feel comfortable is what keeps you stuck. And now some music. This topic of being comfortable and how that hinders your growth is something that is a reoccurring theme. It's a pattern that goes through many, many discussions that I have about leadership, about growth, about career, about personal development. And for me personally, it's also very much, you know, in my personal life, I see that all the time. So I think this is a really, really important discussion to have. So stay tuned for this episode. By the way, we have a lot of content for free for you. If you haven't heard about it, we have a library where we have collected all the webinars, all the free given arrays, everything in one place for you. So head over to theeffectivestatistician.com and check out our free library with all the free content. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the video on demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. The reduced rate is only £20 for non-higher income countries and only £95, both of course annually, for higher income countries. So head over to psiweb.org and learn more about PSI activities and become a PSI member today. So let's talk about feeling comfortable. Feeling comfortable is when you go to work and everything is kind of predictable. You know what to expect. There's no kind of big surprises, no kind of things that you fear. There's nothing that kind of worries you very much, you know, to in terms of, you know, that you really need to step out of your comfort zone. And, you know, there's just kind of you're okay with things, yeah? And the kind of go day to day to work and things are pretty stable. The problem with that doesn't lead to growth. It's a little bit like, you know, training. If you just do kind of the same thing again and again and again and again, you don't really push yourself. You know, your muscles don't develop further. You stay where you are, mostly. It's only if you move outside of that comfort zone, then when really kind of something happened. I think it was Muhammad Ali who said kind of, he doesn't count all his kind of training. He only starts to count when it starts to hurt. And yeah, because that's what really counts. And it's the same with personal development, with career growth. It only really counts if, I wouldn't say if it hurts, but if it feels uncomfortable. In terms of comfortable, uncomfortable, I would say there are three zones. And I have this from Michael Hyatt, who's a well-known leadership trainer. And I've been following him for a very, very long time. He speaks about these three zones. The first zone is the comfortable zone, you know, where everything is pretty safe, predictable. There's no kind of big challenges. The jobs and the tasks that you have to do, you know them, you know what to expect, you have done them before, that's fine. Then there is, on the other side, there's the, what he calls, delusional zone. There are kind of tasks and goals that are completely impossible. It's like, for me, I don't know, becoming a top golfer where I have never played golf in my life. That's a delusional goal. Or, you know, something along these lines. That's, you know, completely outside of what's possible. But there are things, you know, and this is for everybody different, that are more in the uncomfortable zone, but not yet in the delusional zone. So what could that be, for example? Okay, maybe you have given presentations in front of small groups, like 5 people or 10 people. Maybe then gets you out of there is doing a presentation in front of, let's say, 100 people or 200 people. That is something that puts you outside of your comfort zone. That is something that stretches you, something that kind of helps you to grow, helps you to increase your confidence, helps you to hone in on your presentation skills. That's where growth happens. Now, I was thinking quite a lot about, beside kind of just that it feels cozy, why are we staying very, very often in this safe comfort zone? The first thing is, I think there's a lot of fear. Fear of rejection, fear of failure, or fear of not meeting the expectations of ourselves or of others. And that, we really don't like that. And that has a lot to do with what we talk to ourselves. Do we always think about the worst case scenario? Well, I give this presentation in front of 100 people and they will stand up and boo and kind of make me go out of the room. How likely is that scenario? Come on, really? Maybe you don't get the applause that you wanted, or maybe, you know, you get a question that you can't directly answer. But what's really the worst thing that can happen? Put that into perspective. What would failure really look like? And how likely is that? The next reason that I very often see is unfair comparison to others. So what is in this uncomfortable zone for you is very, very different to others in your career. You know, don't compare yourself to others that are 10 years, 20 years, 30 years ahead of you. Don't even compare yourself to your direct peers. Compare yourself to yourself from yesterday and to yourself from tomorrow, from a year ahead. That's the comparison that really, really counts. You know, every person has different strengths, different struggles, different experiences. Don't compare yourself to others. That doesn't just work. You don't see the full picture of others. There's a big, big bias going on. Just compare yourself to yourself and then try to improve. Forget about this comparison against others. The next phrase that I have very often here is, I'm not ready for that. Or I'm not ready yet for this. Why? Really? What do you think needs to happen? Do you think there will be kind of the perfect time when all the stars align and there's this grandiose opportunity that will make it super, super easy for you? Come on, this time will never come. That is just an excuse for not stepping into this uncomfortable zone. The next reason is one of my favorite ones. I'm too busy. When I hear I'm too busy, that is usually an excuse. It's something that I can already, you know, see lots of faces say, that's not an excuse, I'm really busy. Yes, we are all busy. But it's about what we decide to do with our time. What is our priority? What is really important for us? And people kind of say, oh, all the other things are important, but my self-development, that's not important. Really? If you have a job where you're not growing, you're investing a lot of time into your job where you don't get something back from it, just money. Is that a good investment of your time? I'm too busy. I think we can be busy with all kind of little things all the time. I can write yet another email. I can reply to all the different emails in my inbox. I can, you know, check whatsoever social media. I can, you know, easily distract myself all the time. And this is all busy work. Kind of adding yet another comment to a pretty perfect document whatsoever. Or replying to an email that was sent to all. Really? Does that really turn the needle? Is that absolutely necessary? I'm too busy is really just saying this is not a priority for me. Another, this is not my job. Is it really not your job to develop yourself? Is it really not your job? Whose job is it? Is there an opportunity to expand your job description? Is there an opportunity to work together with someone else to do this? I'm just thinking about maybe working on a specific part of the study and really improving, don't know, maybe, you know, the recruitment efforts. Maybe that's not directly in your job description, but maybe it's a great opportunity to overall help the team. Next point. I'll do it later. Someday. We all know that someday will never come. It's again what I said earlier. It says, you know, when everything is perfect, it's very easy to say, yeah, I'll do it later when I have time. Someday is today. That is something that is really, really important. Have a bias towards action. Have a bias to do it despite this fear. Now, what for me is really important is holding myself accountable. That's why I think personal goals are so important. Personal goals help you to remember what is important for you. What are the things that you need to do to accomplish these goals in this month, in this week, today, in the next hour? And then stick to them. Keep yourself accountable. Or maybe share your goals and what you want to do with someone that you trust and that keeps you accountable. I'm doing this for a very, very long time in terms of exercises. I have a friend and we hold each other accountable. And we tell each other about our failures. We tell each other about our successes. And that keeps us motivated to go. You can actually reach incredible goals if you consistently work towards them. When I started, did I think about reaching 250 episodes with this podcast? No. I was thinking like, it would be great to have many episodes. And I thought, okay, I was thinking about the first 5, 10, 50 episodes. I was surely not thinking about going with this over many, many years and having 250 episodes. But consistent actions towards the same goal can lead to incredible results. And at the beginning of this podcast, I was happy if I had, you know, a couple of downloads a day. Now I have a couple of hundreds of downloads per day sometimes, and more than 1,000 downloads per week. I've never thought about this, but over, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, incredible things can come. You know, just think about your time back at university, or maybe you did a PhD. What did you do in 3, 4, 5 years? You finished university, you finished your PhD. You did incredible things. So set yourself really, really high goals. You can reach them. It is really a matter of believing in these kind of things. I really like this quote by Steve Jobs. The people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. What is your world that you want to change? What is the dent that you want to leave in the universe? So start with setting yourself larger goals. And then start to do things differently. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Grow personally. Push yourself out. Do the things that fear you, like talking to this more senior person or having a lunch with this more senior person or volunteering for this presentation for this in this larger auditorium. There's very often another concept that I find really interesting, and that is a concept that is coined by Brené Brown about vulnerability. Vulnerability is when we step into the unknown, when things become unpredictable. And that is, for example, also if you go into this discussion that might be painful, if you talk about this conflict that there is in the room. That is where real leadership also comes from. That is where innovations are happening. That is where positive change is happening. Have a check with, what Brené Brown talks about vulnerability. She also has a wonderful podcast, a great TED Talk. Check out her content. She's really, really amazing. So, that was my episode about feeling comfortable or feeling uncomfortable and learning to become comfortable being uncomfortable. That is where your personal growth happens. That is where your personal development happens. So, try out new things, set yourself goals, and then keep pushing yourself towards them. Find a friend that keeps you accountable for these kind of things. And then reach these really unbelievable, great goals that really excite you. Can't wait to see that. This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain and her team at VVS, who helps with the show in the background. Thank you for listening. Reach your potential. Lead great science and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.